Time to celebrate Mother Earth this weekend, the city of Springfield's annual Earth Fair taking place. It'll be in Lincoln Park this year. Abby Walden is the Community Programs Coordinator for Springfield's Public Works Department. She joins us to talk more about it. Abby, this is always a popular event. Give us some idea of some of the things you're going to be doing this time.
Sure, absolutely. It's at Lincoln Park from 10 until 2. And we're trying to increase the family-friendly fun, basically. We're going to be having a kids' tent with crafts and games, all free of charge. A lot of our vendors are going to be having some games and kids' crafts as well. We'll have music from As of Today, a local band. There will be a bike ride by the Bike Advisory Council at 11 a.m. They're going to be kind of taking people through the park and through the neighborhoods, just kind of seeing a different part of town than maybe some people are used to.
Why is it important to have an event like this? And I know it's been going on for a couple of decades now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's the importance of it for the community?
I think really the most important thing is for people within the community to see what's actually happening here. I get a lot of phone calls or hear complaints about people that, you know, there's nothing happening in Springfield. There's no environmental initiatives happening. And that's completely opposite of what's of reality. And this is a chance for all of those local groups and local organizations to get together and show the community what's actually happening, what policies they're trying to push, what events they have and what they do.
And the shredding event is going to be happening this year. That's something new.
Mm-hmm. Affordable Shred will be out there from noon until 2. And you can come bring all your confidential papers right after tax day and get them shredded.
You mentioned that a lot of people don't always understand what's going on when it comes to earth-friendly type of activities and programs. Give us an idea really what the city is trying to do there and maybe how far the city has come from just, you know, not that long ago.
Sure. You know, the biggest initiatives that the Public Works is really pushing for right now is cleaning up the city and doing that in an environmentally responsible way, whether that be making sure that people are getting rid of their trash correctly, recycling. We're really trying to push for recycling as well as just being responsible in the way that we use our material. For instance, instead of just throwing it away, maybe finding a consignment shop or an organization that can use it instead.
A lot of people seem to think that, what can I do, basically? Mm-hmm. Well, the small steps I take is really not going to help that much, but it does add up. It's a big deal if you can get a lot of people to do the same thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you can never discourage people from doing anything. I think, you know, whether it be doing something in your own home, such as recycling, or getting out and supporting some of these groups by volunteering or helping them get their message out. That plays a huge role in the success of these groups.
I was intrigued by one of the items on the list for this called the Reused Art Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So explain that if you could.
Okay, that started last year. I approached some of the high schools and asked them if they'd be interested in their art groups doing some sort of reused art fair where the medium is found material. So this would be stuff that maybe some people might throw away or recycle or get rid of. They don't see the beauty in these items. And instead, the high schoolers did this last year, and I was shocked at how amazing and creative some of these individuals are. And so we're going to be doing that again. Landfair High School is going to be doing an art bike, which is kind of neat. We're trying to get some more trying to encourage clean transportation at this event. And so they are using a bike that was given to them by the bike doctor. It's an older bike, usable, and then kind of decorating it, I guess, if you want to say that, making it an art bike. So that'll be really interesting to see them bring that out.
I would think you're really walking a bit of a line here and trying to, you know, maybe get older folks to come out and change how they do certain things. But you're also doing these events for kids because getting kids to learn how to be more earth-friendly,
sure,
that matters as they get older, that you build those habits early on.
Absolutely. You're never too young or old to become an environmental steward. We all share the same earth. I am a product of recycling education when I was younger, and I just feel it's our responsibility to keep our community clean and enjoyable for everyone.
That's Abby Walden. She's the Community Programs Coordinator for the City of Springfield's Public Works Department, talking about Earth Day Springfield. It's coming up this weekend, this Saturday, at Lincoln Park from 10 until 2. It's a completely free event. Abby, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.